Welcome to the BetCast Ledger, where we talk about the sports betting podcast ecosystem, where we get into the nitty-gritty about your favorite sports betting podcast and how they're doing, how they're tracking. That's it. That's what we do here. It's been a while, really just 1 week. And I'm excited to bring you another report. This one is it's a nice sample size. It's over the month of July. Covers seven sports, it looks like. 736 source episodes, 113 podcasts, and we'll get into that more here shortly. But before we actually get into the actual report, let's do a little recap of why you're here, why we're here. What is the point of all this? And I can tell you, it's for the data. The data is gold. And that's what BetCast, that's what the BetCast Ledger, that's what the BetCast Reports is all about. It's all about bringing data to you. Again, brand new. This data does not exist anywhere. I mean, there may be bits and pieces of it sprinkled around. There may be a podcast who's tracking certain things, but at the scale that we're doing it, nobody has picks from your favorite podcast ironed out, validated, settled records, leaderboards. Yes, I'm here to report on that. I'm like the weatherman for the sports betting podcast. That's what you could think of me as, your favorite everyday forecaster. And I'm just telling you the forecast. I'm looking at the data. I don't have a suit. Maybe I should put on a suit. I don't have that. But I'm here to be your messenger. Now, before we get into some of the nitty gritty, a little application update, because yes, although we are producing data, we also have a user interface where you could log in, subscribe, and build betting cards on top of this data, on top of your favorite podcast, on top of who's the hottest. That's what you can do. So a little bit of updates there. We had a little bit of a mishap when the first report dropped. So if anyone saw the very first report, it was misreported, to say the least. It was just pulling some data out of an old bucket. And so that was quite unfortunate. I had sent out an email to some subscribers. It had the wrong data, incomplete data, I should say, more accurately. But I quickly got the issue fixed and resent out an email to my three subscribers that I'm hoping to grow. You got to start somewhere. A journey begins with one step. And I'm also here on the mic again. I get excited about this information, about this data. I love gambling on sports. So this data helps put things in perspective. And it's just fun. You know, it's fun to see what people are actually saying, how it affects gambling, how it affects my decisions, how it affects who listens to them, how big they are. And I'm just keeping track. So we had a little bit report kerfuffle, and it's all good. No issues there. Now on to another big update. It's not huge. It's big. It depends on where you live. If you're in Canada, this is great for you. If you're maybe, I don't know, in Montana, Alabama, you probably don't care. And if you're somewhere in Texas, somewhere in New Mexico, it's for the Canadian football fan. So, as you know, the BetCast ledger tracker is constantly listening for, or not listening, let me correct that. It's constantly discovering episodes from all the podcasts that we have sourced here. And as it's discovering episodes, it's extracting picks. And what do you know? There's some podcasts out there who are picking Canadian football. And so I saw that data come through, and previously there was no support for this sport. And that's another thing to kind of mention. We're talking about, again, 12,190 extracted picks. And so not to get to the other big update, but you have to triage these picks. Not every pick is a perfect happy path. But again, we'll get to that. But as far as CFL, Canadian Football League, there were some picks that pointed to some Canadian football games. I didn't even know Canadian Football League was currently in season. But it was, and it is. And so the picks came in. I made some updates to recognize that sport, because the goal is, like, I want to capture every sport. I want to capture, if you're a podcast out there in the sports gambling biz and you're predicting picks for a particular sport, X sport, I don't care. I want to grab those picks. I want to validate that pick, and I want to settle that pick. I want a wide range of sports that we support. So this is a big, and when I say big, yeah, we're in another set. We've added another sport to the entourage. Come on, Canadian Football League, come join the party. Come on. Be a part of the crew. Be a part of the cool gang. But yes, so if you're out there, sports gambling podcast, sports gambling host, and you're picking CFL, there's a good chance BetCast is picking it up. It's a good chance. And we'll get into, you know, the report mentioned CFL, so we'll look into that and maybe dig a little bit deeper. We'll see. And to the third, probably the most important update to the application, which is something that a user will actually never see. They'll see the results of this, but this is a system that's living underneath the system. I have built a system underneath the tracking system that its job is triage, which I emphasize the importance of this because that is what supplies the public data. The public data is built off settled, verified picks. So the more picks that get into, or I should say, get out of the pipeline for validation, that get out of the pipeline for settlement, that's data that's missing. And it could be for lots of reasons. It could be that I don't support that sport. It could be I don't support that market. It could be a error in the parsing. It could maybe I don't have enough information data to support whatever pick that is, which is why this triage process is super extremely important. Because the non-validated picks are starting to grow. I mean, when we opened up the door, it was a big batch. And we've done a lot of work to sort of, you know, it's like a faucet. And when we turn on the faucet, all the water came out, aka picks. And we were only kind of, you know, supporting and able to validate and settle. But now the bucket underneath that faucet is full. And we've done a really good job to sort of turn that, you know, that full faucet is now sort of a trickle. So, you know, it's trickling into the bucket. But I need to build something to attack that bucket of water that came out when we opened the door to the tracker. So that's very exciting because that is, again, more data that we can pump into the system. So I built a triaging system underneath the system that will help me get through these unmatched, which is one of the most important pieces. The matched picks is what you see when you generate a card. If you log in, you generate a card, you get a list of the matched validated picks. And then, of course, they become settled where the public data lives. But just to give you an idea, we have, what, close to 3,000 picks that are unmatched? 3,000. Some of them are valid. Like, you know, LLMs, AI can hallucinate. So some of these are just hallucinated picks, like picks that don't exist. That's why it's important that they get validated. I want people to understand BetCast has a commitment to providing valid, verifiable, accurate data. Data on sports gambling podcast picks. It's a pick factory, a pick center. But you're not just going to walk in and everything be scattered everywhere. How could you walk into Walmart, Costco, Publix, which is probably the best at it, without proper validation, without proper organization, without proper tagging? That's what we did. We improved that. Because without that data, we can't fill up. We can't be as accurate. We can't support as many pods, as many sports, as many picks. So we got to figure out a way to triage it. And I just didn't want to, you know, I know in myself, you know, I want to make that system as efficient as possible. So it's really like building another system underneath the system, as I keep saying. I'll stop using that word. I've used it too many times. Operations, it's a better word. Yeah, had to get that coffee sipping. Y'all knew it was coming eventually. But yeah, those are the things I'm excited about, or I should say have been put into motion since the last time we talked. So we're going to just keep continuing to perform our mission. I need to actually come up with it. I just, now that I think about it, I need to come up with an official mission. I'll just freestyle one right here. But the mission is to provide as much accurate, insightful, verifiable podcasting pick data out there. And then myself be the voice of those picks, be the voice of the data, be the messenger, be the reporter, your entertainer, bringing the data to life. So we'll workshop that mission right there. We'll workshop that. So to summarize, we put out an incorrect report, fixed it. We added Canadian Football League as an official supported sport for data. Again, you can't pick it from the UI. There's a user interface. I want to keep reminding it so people can go there and check it out. It's free. You don't have to pay any money to generate a betting card on top of this lovely data that we care so much about. And again, why do we care? Because if we have more information and more data, we can make better, more informative gambling, sports gambling picks. It's just like a stock. You're going to do some research. And if you're not going to do some research, you're going to have AI do some research. Or if you don't have AI do some research, you're going to have a friend that's telling you something. Somebody's going to be giving you some information. And the more of it you have, the better decision that you can make. And making good decisions equates to making money, which I have a goal. $1,000 a month is what I'm trying to make. Now, I completed that goal in July. August, I'll admit, August has been not the best month. My frequency is down. I'm not really betting a lot right now. I went on a little MLB run, but it didn't go well. I'm just a couple bad parlays, had good picks, solid picks, but just haven't, August hasn't been my month, to say the least. But again, it's early. It's only August 6th. So, but that's the goal. Hey, tell me right now, who wouldn't, I'm talking about if you're into sports gambling, if you're into sports, if you're into gambling, if you're into having fun, tell me what's more cool, fun, awesome than pocketing $1,000 each month, doing something that's, fun and cool in terms of like figuring it out. And like, it's a brain exercise, deciding, picking, researching. Keeps the brain functions, the neurons going. And then you get to watch the live action or follow it or whatever the case may be, however you consume the game. So there's a live aspect to it. So there's a data seeking, knowledge seeking, analyzation, decision making piece that comes out of it, combined with the live sporting action, and then combined with the result. And so if you can do all those things and actually make money, I'm sure that, like I said, it felt great in July. Again, I'm hoping August brings better cheers. But I mean, it's gambling. It's sports. You never know. That's the beauty of it. I keep telling myself, if you know everything, if you get the numbers right, and if you keep hitting, like an imaginary world where I just hit every single bet, would that be fun? Do we have to lose in order to make it fun? And in a weird way, you kind of do. Like, as much as I want to win every bet, if I actually was able to figure all this stuff out, look at all the numbers, and literally hit every pick, that actually would be a bad outcome, because there's a part of sports that is ingrained, embedded into our liking of it, which is the unknown, which is anything can happen, which is the human element. That's the key piece to sports and live sports, the human element. When nobody wants to watch robots play. Now, we want robots to help us figure out what the heck is going to happen in the human element. But the human element makes it worthwhile. The human element keeps us engaged, keeps the hairs on your arms to rise. Because you don't know. Humans are weird. Humans are funny. Humans are unpredictable. So therefore, you get unpredictable sports gambling. So, but hey, we try to do our best to hone in on that and help you make better decisions. So, yeah, that wraps up sort of the application update. Again, I don't have any sponsors, but this would be a break if I were to take one before we get into the report. So I'll just go on my sort of spiel about, hey, sponsors, advertisers, reach out, joe@betcastai.com. Let me know, hit me up. You want to hop on board on what we're doing? You care about data analyzation? Data analytics, predictions, sports, podcast. We're here. And again, I want to grow. Okay, I want to grow with a potential sponsor. If you're just starting out, we're just starting out. We can grow together. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but once you get big enough, you don't need me anymore. I don't want to take your money. Once you get big, go get those big fish. I'm a little fish. I'll stay a little fish. I don't mind. I just want people that care, that are interested, that are having fun. That's what life's about. So come on. I'll be your first. And then I want, I don't want to... Like if it were the case, 25, 35 sponsors are lining up. It's like, I can't do an ad read of 35. So that's why as you grow, I'll offboard you right on out the window and say, congrats, you are big. Like your product is doing great. I may still mention you in terms of just like using you or anecdotal fun stories, but I won't have an official ad spot for you, but I will have one for somebody new who's trying to start. Because imagine if I get big enough, have a small little following, I could really, really help out a sponsor that's trying to get seen. Because I'm telling you, once you get to a certain size, I guarantee you they're not going to mess with a product that's a startup product. I mean, I'll do my QA and do my due diligence. I'm not going to just bring up some startup that's crashing and burning. I mean, they got to serve some interest, of course. But I want to give opportunity to the small, because I'm small. But I want to show how persistence, how caring, how being passionate can maybe yield great results. So there you go. Report time. Yes. Well, let's dig into it, okay? The July report. So we got to the end of the month. So, every week we're doing a report. Every week I got to decide what's the best report. I really love the futures. Like, that's been one of my favorites. I probably will end up doing a futures next week. We'll see. But each week, I look into the numbers. I look at the timing. I look at what's going on. I'm like, what's the best report? So because we were at the end of July and because I had opened up the sort of tracker window to get a lot more picks, to process a lot more picks, July had a lot of data. So it just was apropos the end of July. Let's do a July scoreboard here. And so just to start it off, we tracked for the month of July 3,232 picks, decisions. 3,232 podcast people, podcast hosts spewing out their picks. 3,233. We caught them. That's over 113 podcasts, 736 episodes across seven different sports. And they say July is dead. No, no, no. Not in the podcasting world. Not in the sports gambling world. It's a year-round thing. It doesn't stop. Now, I'd be interested to see what these numbers looks like in August, you know. When football comes around. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good sample size of data. And that's just to like lay down the foundation, lay down the what we're looking at. 3,232, 113 podcast, 736 episodes. Okay. Out of all that, we had to pick out the top five. And we do this by win rate. And you got to have a minimal 10 decisions. This is like, I'm actually going to do this from five up. I've been just, I felt like when I get to the report, I'm just like, oh, one, two. No, this I realized that I'm doing a countdown. I'm doing a top five. That's, you know, I'm giving them love. I'm giving them, hopefully, listeners. Go check them out. But out of all those 113 podcasts, five are the cream of the crop for July. Like I said, there's no, it doesn't matter the podcast. What matters are the picks. It doesn't matter the sport as long as we support it, as long as we can validate it, as long as we can settle it. So, minimum of 10 decisions. So if I got 10 decisions for you for the month, you were eligible. But July's strongest qualified podcast, again, let's go from number five. Basketball picks. Daily college basketball and NBA best bets. That's the pod right there. I'm just looking over their profile. So they're ranked fourth overall. And looks like, man, to their credit, I found it hard to bet on WNBA, but they've been killing it at WNBA. 68 decisions, 38-30. 38-30. It's pretty good. 55.9% win rate. And I've been like, I had bad luck with the WNBA. So I was like, I can't. And then I mentioned it to a buddy, and they basically scolded me for even betting on the W. I'm like, why? What? If I got a feel for the over, why not? Again, we're about making money on sports. Specifically, $1,000 a month. That's the goal right there. But Let's see. One of their rent. Let's look at a win. So they had the, ooh, see, here's a good one. Seattle Storm plus 12 and a half. Seattle Storm at Atlanta Dream. That was July 31st. They had the plus 12 and a half. So kudos to basketball picks. Number four, the baseball betting show with Greg Peterson. MLB. Wow, they had a huge amount of decisions. 260 decisions. Yeah, they were. No. Okay. No, they were number three. I was like, man, that had to be the most. No. So in terms of who supplied the most July decisions, they were number three. But 260. MLB 51.2%. And I think that's quite impressive to have that many sheer amounts of decisions and have that win rate. And they're number two. They're number two right now on the MLB board. Number three overall. Let's look at one of their recent wins. Oh, too many decisions. Too many decisions. But just to give you a little insight, looks like August 5th, which was yesterday, they had the Seattle Mariners money line. They had the Seattle Mariners game under. So imagine if you did that little parlay. And those are my favorite types of parlays. The ones where like you feel like you have a good take on the winner, and then you can parlay that with the over-under. Like if it tells a nice story, like if they win, the score will be low. So you put that together, you put the Mariners money line, you put the under, you make profit. Coming in at number three, Tony's Picks. They had the most sport coverage. All these other people, or I should say podcasts in the top five, were just one sport, like WNBA, MLB. Number two was MLB. Number one was UFC. But Tony's Picks, you're covering multiple sports. And right now, I just looked at your profile. You're number one overall. Number one overall. Right now, you got the championship belt, a sports betting podcast. Now, I'm giving him shout out for being number three on the July board. But you're number one overall with a 58.7% clip. And you're doing everything. You're doing WNBA. You're doing MLB. You snuck in a little bit of World Cup. You got Canadian football. You went 2-2 with Canadian football, which is pretty darn good considering the Canadian football totals. Whew. We're going to look at that here in the last bit of that report. Rough. So, big, big shout out to Tony's Picks and Tony Tesla. Giving you all sports. Ranked number one right now overall. Ranked number one right now in the WNBA. And you got this spread king badge. Oh, that's dope. Okay. News. Being that I'm the reporter, I need one of those alert. Spread king. Tony's Picks, the spread king. Best spread record among qualifying podcasts. So if you want spreads, Tony's hitting them. And number three on the July board. Man, I can't say enough about Tony's Picks. I think I may have a, hold on, do I got contact with Tony's Picks? do I need to send another follow-up email talking about, yeah, I did get some feedback from Tony's Picks. Okay, I might have to follow up on that. Giving you major shout-outs. Keep up the amazing work. Now, number two, total bases. MLB, they went, 59.6%. It's pretty good. 31-21. Let's check out your profile here. Number two, ranked number one. Look at this. This July board is heating up. Got the number one overall. Got the number two overall. The number one ranked MLB. Number one. And that's pretty good considering you had a little bit of a downturn. The last four picks have been losses. But before that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wins in a row from August 1st to August 4th. And really, from August 1st to August 4th, you had, what, 10 wins and only one loss? So total bases. Check them out. Check them out. Killing it in baseball. And to the number one, we want picks. They hit the July board specifically for UFC. It looks like that's their only sport is UFC. They're ranked fifth overall. Number two. In UFC. So, we did a UFC report last week, so I won't go too deep into the UFC. But hey, we want picks number one on the July board. It looks like Angelo Bodetti, longtime fight manager, Jacob Lyons, they're breaking down the UFC cards, and they're breaking them down good. So look, it's the middle of the week. Go build a UFC card. See if we want picks is part of the source. And then bet with high confidence. That's what I tell you. Bet with high confidence. We want picks. 15-6-2. 21 decisions with a win rate of 71.4%. 71. Wow. That's just 71? Man, I missed out. I missed out. I admit right now, I miss an opportunity. But I ain't going to do that again in August. I ain't doing that again in August. I'm trying to get to 1,000. 1,000 a month. 1,000 a month. That's what we're trying to get to. Now, those are our top five. One more time. In reverse order, number five, basketball picks. Number four, the baseball betting show with Greg Peterson. Number three, Tony's Picks. Number two, total bases. And then number one, we want picks. All right, now that we got that secured, congratulations. Just some last little fun stuff before we end this week's episode. As I mentioned there, the baseball betting show supplied 260 decisions. That's a lot. They didn't want number one, though. The number one podcast, and this is just pure production. They're just putting picks out. Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It's a network, so maybe I shouldn't be surprised, but they, out of the, 3,232, they supplied 366 of the decisions across six sports. And yes, you guessed it, Canadian football was in there. They're number two there. Golf, WNBA, UFC. They They got some NBA picks from when I first started. Yeah. Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Right now, they're number one in the UFC. 13 overall. So, just a little quick shout out to them. And as we sort of take a step back, zoom out, and a lot of this kind of makes sense. I mean, it's MLB. I mean, right now, if we talk about the four major sports in the U.S., which is football, basketball, baseball, the three majors, I guess if you want to throw hockey in there, only MLB is going right now. So if you look at all the decisions, 1,623 of the decisions were geared toward Major League Baseball. And out of those 1,623, 33 podcasts was a part of that. So they basically supplied half of the data. There was 51 World Cup podcasts that appeared on the board. 51? There was 100. So that's almost half the podcast, which makes sense again. Think about it. World Cup fever. And then 7 of the 7 results for the sports covered. So again, there was 7 sports and only one podcast. Only one podcast. Shout out to Play Me or Fade Me Sports. They actually covered all 7 sports. All 7. Check them out. Those 7, UFC, WNBA, MLB, MLS, Canadian football, World Cup, and golf. Wow. I'm just let me go to Play Me or Fade Me right quick. Okay. Any badges? 11th. Oh, they're 11th overall, but man, number 2 in the World Cup, number 4 in the WNBA. Had a tough streak with Canadian football. Ooh, 0-2 in MLS. We didn't even talk about MLS. But yeah, there's some sprinkled bets out there. As a matter of fact, 48.1%. No, I'll take that back. Sorry, 22.2%. I was looking at MLB. I saw ML. I didn't look at the last letter. But yeah, out of the, 3,000, 27 were MLS, and it is not good. Canadian football, Major League Soccer, and golf. Golf was, 10. And that's, I mean, that's expected. You know, golf, 515 decisions and only 54 hit at a 10.5% clip. Ooh, rough. College, I keep wanting to say, every time I see CFL, I want to say college football. No, Canadian football, 36.7%, rough. But if you just take a step back, look at it, 7 sports, over 3,000 decisions, 113 podcasts, 7 sports. Out of the 7, UFC and WNBA were at the top. Everybody else was below 50% total. I mean, there were some podcasts that, you know, like We Want Picks, that was 71.4% win rate. But overall, MLB, under 50%. So just 2 sports in July came above the 50%. Then really, if you want to actually do win rate, you do minus 110. It's more like 52% because you got to, you know, spend a little bit more money to win money. So you lose more money on a loss. obviously. But yeah, that wraps up this week's July scoreboard report. That wraps up the podcast. Again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for trying to be a part of what we're doing here. Reach out to me, joe@betcastai.com. I'm going to reach out to you, mostly podcasting hosts right now, letting you know of anything that's interesting. Reach out to me. Shout out to me. Shout out to BetCast. And that again wraps up the July scoreboard for this week's report. And we'll be back next week with, I don't know, maybe some futures. We'll see. But anyways.